The Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith-Graham, has cautioned professionals, especially the elite, not to take the democracy the country is enjoying for granted by resorting to unjustifiable strikes. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the strike by the Governing Pharmacy Council, Mr. Smith-Graham said it's important that professionals allow structures put in place by government to work. He spoke with George Ankra.
As a commission, we have tried as much as possible to work as professionally as possible. Again, once we are implementing a policy that is attempting to rectify distortions, it is not any group within the public sector that will be happy, because the distortions we are talking about that has existed in the past benefited some people, and some others also didn't benefit in there. So that has to be understood. Now, in this particular case, what happened was that as a Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, we inherited a grading structure from a consultant. Now, when we inherited a grading structure from the consultant, pharmacist was on level 18L. The senior pharmacist was on level 18H. And so on and so forth. So in the course of our discussions, the pharmacist requested for a job re-evaluation. We did a job re-evaluation, and the job re-evaluation ended up placing the pharmacist on level 15L. Now, because as Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, our job is to make sure that we are able to correct all distortions and also align the structures internally properly for every organization. We went into discussion with all other groups, and then we arrived at a grading structure for the pharmacist. And so we decided not to put them on the level 15L as they re-evaluated themselves to, but left them on the level 18L. We also did further adjustment of the senior pharmacists even from level 18H to 19L. And we went on and on and on. They are saying that they don't like the level 18 because I am convinced that they are looking at themselves in comparison with others within the health sector, specifically the medical officers. Because the argument has always been that the pharmacist has always been on the same level as a house officer. But this argument does not hold, because if we do an evaluation, it doesn't show that way. And so we have done what we have done, having gone through very elaborate discussion. The other thing they are saying is that we need to give them what they call a consultant pharmacist. Consultant pharmacist doesn't exist in the Ghana Health Service as I speak with you now. There is nothing like consultant pharmacist. And Fair Wages and Salaries Commission does not create grades. We go into organization and use existing grades in the organization. We evaluate them. We don't create grades. So if there's a job called consultant pharmacist, it has to take the management of the Ghana Health Service, the teaching hospitals, or the Ministry of Health to come and tell us that we have a grade called consultant pharmacist to come and evaluate the grade for us. We don't do that. They're also talking about intern, health pharmacy intern. We are what we call health intern on the grade structure, because all the clinical staff have to go through 1 year internship. All of them, the degree clinical staff. And so we have a grade structure for them. They are interns, for Christ's sake. And we have a grade structure for all the interns in the health service. So that information is also not accurate.
So why are they up in arms against the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission as if you have caused a blunder?
George, I can't tell. Understanding is that they believe that when they use the power they have, because they deal with human beings, because when they don't go to work, human beings will die, whatever. They can use such political pressures and all that to get what they are looking for. And all the things that they are standing on were all decisions that were taken politically in the past. If we had allowed the systems to work properly and allowed everything to work, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are now. All the same basis they are standing on was because a minister took one decision or the other in the past and that and that. It is possible for the ministers to take those decisions in the past for the simple reason that there was no institution that was doing that job. So the ministers were there to do that, and the ministers took those decisions. At the end of the day, we have done a new policy altogether, and we are doing everything afresh. I don't really see where the difficulty is.
George Smith-Graham is the Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
Since the inception of the single spine pay policy, a number of groups have agitated against its implementation, especially with the grade on which they have been put. The Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association is the latest group to desert their post because they have been unable to agree with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission on certain specifics. The Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith-Graham, has just been telling us about some of the naughty points that remain to be unraveled. But it may not be as simple as it sounds. The immediate past chairman of the association, Raymond Tete, is here with me in the studio to explain the group's stance. He is here because the executive of GOSPA are in a meeting with the Health Ministry and the Fair Wages Commission. Mr. Tete, welcome to Radio Ghana Studio.
Yes, thank you.
So what is the focus of the meeting between you, the Health Ministry, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission?
Thank you, and I'm happy that I'm being given this opportunity to clarify some of the issues that Graham Smith has brought on board. Actually, the meeting going on now is basically to relook at the facts that we have presented and then see whether we have a case or we don't have a case. So in fairness, the outcome will determine whether what the chief executive of Fair Wages has been saying is true or not true. Again, we are hoping that the outcome will in some way convince our rank and file to rethink the decision. We are not saying that it is the executive of GOSPA that is pushing our rank and file to embark on this particular strike. But if in a salary review, you wake up overnight and your colleague with whom you've worked for, let's say, 5 years, 10 years, is suddenly earning double or triple what you are getting, then that salary review has a problem. Because we go to the same market, we live in the same community, we send our children to the same school. So if he, Graham, wakes up one day and realizes that his colleague who was earning 200 or 300 Ghana cedis more than he was doing is now earning 19 million than he is getting, then there is a problem with the job review that he has done. So that is part of our problem. We are not saying that we haven't been part of the system. We have been part of the system, and we've respected every requirement that we are supposed to go through. And this is not the first job evaluation, so we shouldn't speak as if what he does is the best. We've gone through GUSS, there were problems with it. We've gone through Cohen, there were problems with it. In fact, in the case of Cohen, with regards to the Ministry of Health, our colleague, the medical officers, had problems with it. So they called for the re-evaluation. We also had problems with it, exactly concerning the issue you said about the senior pharmacist being placed at 18 age and then the pharmacist at 18 low. We wrote in protest. So we also had an issue, and that is why we went for the re-evaluation. Now, in the re-evaluation exercise, the person who was at 19 low and had an issue has moved to 21 low. And the pharmacist who was at 18 low and 18 age, who also had an issue, is being kept where he is. And that is flawed. Because in the exercise that we were made to undergo, we got the scores. In fact, we were not even given the scores at the time of having done the job. So it's like marking somebody's exam papers, and you don't tell him the marking scheme. You just say, this is what you got, and I've placed you. So we had issues with it. Now, when we subjected ourselves to the compulsory arbitration, the chief executive of FAIRWE was made to produce the scores there. And that is how we got to know that what he's saying is not factual. Because if I've scored 560 and my colleague scored 500, how can he be on 18 low with me? That is the issue. He must say, and if he says that we were placed at 15, my colleague who had 500, where was he placed? Was he placed at 18 or was he placed at 14? You see, we are talking in relative terms. A job evaluation seeks to resolve distortions with regards to relativities between one and the other. Mm-hmm. You cannot say pharmacist, oh, pharmacist got this pharmacist. What mm-hmm. about the doctor? Mm-hmm. What about the nurse? What about the dietitian? We respect all our health professionals, and we know and believe that we don't have a case against anybody. They rightfully subjected themselves to a job evaluation. They rightly scored. They were placed exactly. But this man is being a bit economical with the truth.
So, Mr. Tete, so judging from what you're talking about, how do you rate the commission's work? Do you think they have acted professionally?
Well, he claims that because 99% has been, you know, migrated and they are happy, so we should also be happy. I don't think that is right. You've done the wrong thing. I scored 550. If somebody scores 550 and it's a range and it's also there with me, I have no qualms with it. That is what I'm saying. But then if the job evaluation scores, you then subject it into management decision that, oh, this person I like must be here, this person I don't like must be here, then there is arbitrariness, which we think is not fair. Because you see, there are standing relativities. Let me give you a typical example. as we stand now, the pharmacist who has worked for 30 years and is a deputy director or a director is receiving less salary than a medical officer who enters the service today. So you should tell me whether that is not a distortion.
Mr. Tete, Mr. Smith Graham raised a question that I want to pose to you.
Yes.
According to him, there's this perception that pharmacists are equating themselves with doctors.
No,
how
no,
correct
no.
is this?
No, have I said that? I'm a pharmacist. I trained for 6 years in Eastern Europe. 6 years. I never called myself a doctor. And I never asked for the salary of a doctor. I've always argued, and not only today, that I must be given my due. Now, somebody with a certificate who has worked for 30 years suddenly finds himself with me, a degree holder. With a 6-year degree holder, maybe a 4-year degree holder. The person is holding a certificate or a diploma. He thinks that is fair. And this is the issue we are talking about. We are growing the system. We are serving, committing ourselves as public officers. You come 4 years to serve a political office, and you take decisions that affect our lives for the rest of our stay in the ministry. And that is wrong.
Very well, Mr. Tete. The FWSC claims you have fined fault with virtually everything that you do with regards to the salary adjustment issues. How do you think these issues can best be resolved?
It should be resolved openly. Everybody's score should be displayed for Ghanaians. The how they were placed should be displayed to Ghanaians. We want to know the truth transparently. Why they placed the pharmacist at 18 low when he scored this? Why the doctor is at 21 low when he scored this? Why this or this? We let's be transparent. Let's not allow our feelings, because you see, we find ourselves suddenly in a situation where we are working as a team. We collaborate. If a doctor sees a patient and he closes at 4, that patient comes to the pharmacy for me to attend to him. So I leave at 4:15. So now the doctors are taking care of, let's say, a particular group of patients, HIV. They come for drugs in Kolebu and we are not there. Is that fair? Is that fair? I wake up tomorrow and I realize that my colleague doctor is 15 or 20 million cedis above me, and I got 300 million on top of my present salary. And you are telling me that is fair? When we go to the same market, we buy the same cars, my children go to the school, same school. It's unfair.
Very well, Mr.
And
Tete.
We are maintaining our position that if this issue is not resolved, because this is not the first time, this thing has happened first when management of the ministry decided to implement some health salary structure 1 and 2. And they said we should bridge the gap.
Very well, Mr. Tete. Thank you very much for your time.